Thomas still on that golf cart. Just raise your hand.
Oh,
song we get back here on this big bad bass is Perry McKinney from Kent, Georgia. Give me a hand. Yeah. Over here on the old note road is Josh Hollifield, Ball Ground, Georgia. He might be able to talk about somebody. One of the best, I think. We've heard these guys in Blue Road. An old man with my granddaughter, Tova Soldier. Give me a hand. Yeah. Mark Brandon on the old five-string banjo. Okay. What'd I say? Hey, Brandon, I get that one. I play with his dad sometimes. His name is Mark. But anyway. And I'm Gary Sosa. I'm Tyler's little granddad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she has to let me pick with her because I'm her ride from her family. What are we doing, y'all?
Now when I look at you, God, your love is so sweet and smile.
going to do one more for y'all. Appreciate y'all hanging in here. We are the Taylor Soda Banana. If you like us, if you don't like us, we're the Dixie Chicks. We're going to do one of Allison Krauss' song, Steel Rails.
Quitting my day job, but I can't. You'll hear me sing later and you'll tell me to get another one, another day job. We got another group coming up here in just a minute as they make their way on the stage for you, called Bullsboro, and I'll talk about them a little bit more. They are sponsored by Kimberly Assisted Living Home, located in Dallas. You notice the banners up here, several local businesses put money in to help them sponsor the bands and put the show on. And see Jack Masters over here, his lovely wife. I haven't seen you in a while. Where you been keeping yourself? Huh? Is that right? I can't believe you're still sitting with him. God bless you. I'll say a prayer for you real quick. This group right here is fantastic. Got the second best mandolin player up here tonight. Brad told me to say that. These two guys went to school together, actually. Our mandolin player and this one over here went to school together. So they might have a dueling mandolin here after a while. Yeah. This group right here has been together but Bullsboro's been around for over 40-something years, hasn't it? 71. That's over 40. I don't know why you guys smart off to me like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do good. He could have just said, you're right. Golly. I'm trying to do a good job up here. Y'all messing with me. 71's more than 40. I heard Bullsboro many years ago, and the group has changed and evolved and is in the process of evolving. Back when I heard Bullsboro, they did a lot of the old whole gospel tune, an echo harmony kind of stuff. And this bass player back here, Jane Baxter, she is a bass, what would you call a bass phenom, just a bass player? There's another smart one right there. Y'all have about 7 minutes to play when I get done with you. Better play fast in bluegrass fashion. That's all right. Jane played with our band, what was it, last week? Before last. We had a bass player, had to be with another group, and then on the Bluegrass Shuffle, and Jane joined our band, and she is fantastic. And if you can play with our band, you can play, you can play with anybody, I promise. They're getting all set up here. Check one.
Check.
Check one, two. Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown, Bullsboro.
Thank you.
so lonely since you let me down. Well, I used to be so happy walking on these streets, but now there's just sadness everywhere I leave. Start walking, baby, walk all over town. Sweet tears of sadness falling down. Keep a looking, baby, I won't be around. Blue trail of sorrow on the ground.
that you love me too. But change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue. Or change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
Just a minute right here before we get into
Jeff Squared pair down there at the end. Jeff Barr on the banjo and Jeff Partridge on the mandolin to make them feel welcome with the Clinch Mountain Backstep.
I got my finger.
The one girlfriend I thought I
Michael David Steve.
We're going to continue the memorial portion of the show. If you want to kick this one off there, Hoss. You need me to do it for you one time?
Hot up here. Y'all want to
seal of the night and the pale moonlight, the wind and moonlight. These lonesome blues, I just keep moving. I'm blue and I'm lonely. So
what's wrong with you, Blake?
String banjo onto a moped somehow and drive about 8 miles to my house on a moped so we could pick. Yeah, on the back tire, because that banjo had weighed it down so bad. But anyway, y'all make welcome Mr. Jeff Barr.
three more numbers. There wouldn't be a Bold Burrow set without a gospel number on it, so we love the song and learned this from Jeff Barr several years ago. Zach does a great job with it. It's called He Took His Place.
On the rugged cross of Calvary, 'twas there my blessed Savior cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, sinner friend, for you to die." His hands are gently knocking on your door. Outside, he's pleading to come. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin.
Her lies, she's a devil in disguise, in disguise.
Player says, get me a chair, you get a chair. You get it in a hurry. I think it's all about that bass. You know? All about that bass. A lot of you probably played music or know a little bit about music. That's why you're here, but that bass player is the most important member of your group, in case you didn't know that. No, I'm not. I wouldn't be a bass player. I told Brad over there a while ago, I said, if I have to finish this song for him on bass, I'm going to change her name to Boozeboro. Well, they'd be booing me. I don't play a bass. I've tried it. It's quite a task to do that and sing and everything, but the bass player keeps you going. They put the edge of that beat out there and everybody's on. The bass player messes up everything. No, guitar player can mess up and look at somebody else. Same thing, banjo player, but the bass player messes up everybody knows. Got another group coming out here for you shortly, 501 Central, sponsored by Ragsdale Heating and Air, and also the new plumbing located in Paulden County. Take a look at the sponsors. Make sure you visit the concession stand up there, the cafe. They're making they make a thing up there called a coon dog. You ever had a coon dog? Anybody ever had a coon dog?
I don't eat
mine. Coon dog. Bramlett, that's you back this morning. I'm going to come down off the stage, son. A coon dog is a hot dog covered in Brunswick stew, folks. Yeah, now y'all change your mind, didn't you? Yeah, Brunswick stew hot dog. That's a Ricky Rach draw invention, I'm told, in the folklore of cooking down here at Raccoon Creek. Also got some delicious barbecue and hot dogs and hamburgers and slaw and french fries and all the fixings. Lots of good sweet tea, dill pickles, and all kinds of stuff. Devil eggs, lemonade, yes sir. Yes sir, they plenty of that on the way out today. Thank you for your service to our country. I see you're a Korean War veteran. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. A whole lot of appreciation for that that little mess. I appreciate you so much for serving. We don't got a lot of other veterans in the audience tonight. Thank y'all so much for serving our country. And we've already mentioned this before. Some of you weren't here. Keep a backside prayer going for the folks out in Texas and all the whole situation there and other situations I'm sure we're going to see from that. Just say a prayer for those folks and on all sides. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. You stick around long enough, you're getting here. My band, Long Mill Road Band, we're going to be in concert up here. If you get tired of all this real good bluegrass music, stick around and listen to us. We'll break up all that bluegrass music for you, but they keep asking us back. I don't know why. This next group coming out here is 501 Central. I don't know where they got that name from. I don't want to talk to Gilroy. Where'd y'all come up with 501? I knew it was Gilroy. That's why I said we'll play. Nothing better. Well, I put the blame on y'all then. Nothing better. Nothing fancy, nothing better. That's pretty good. Very, very good group of musicians here. Young guys will play awesome. Great music. And if they don't, they're going to make a liar out of them. I went to see my daddy over Father's Day. He's getting on in years. Bless his heart. He's a hard working mill worker, blue collar worker. He's getting hard of hearing. When I go see my daddy, we have hunk contests. You know what a hunk contest is, don't you? You're sitting at Waffle House and he says something, I say hun, he says hun back to you, don't know what you're talking about. So I went down to see him Father's Day and he walked out and gave me a big hug and he had a suppository sticking in his ear. And I said, Daddy, you know you got a suppository hanging out your ear? He said, well, that explains where I put my hearing aid this morning. Sad but true. Hey, son, I'm telling you, that's two. That's two right there. I'm going to leave one more, and you'll never play the banjo again.
Please.
You'll play clawhammer. Please. You guys about ready? Ladies and gentlemen, fight. I'm glad that wasn't on. I see. Our band was playing a benefit over in, I guess it was Dallas, back in the spring. And these guys were warming up backstage. We went back there and listened to them for a little while. And they were really, really, really good. That mandolin player just done his hair before he come out. I want you to look at that.
That was
firecracker. Awesome, man. That's why they make hats. You know that, don't you? I love listening to these guys play. They're just a lot of fun and very talented. Especially that banjo player down there on the end.
Danny Crow.
Like a movie star, don't you? Hey, go on, son.
Check one. One. Check. Check. Checking this mic. Check A, B, C.
Yep.
Check one, one, two, one, two.
Told the story how I wished you were here.
Is it hot out there for you?
Yeah.
A little warm? Y'all enjoying Raccoon Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah. We are too. All right, boys, we're going to change it up. Need another little number? Let's see. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. We're going to need another J.D. Crowe number. I think it's George Jones number for that. And good little old number called Stepping Stone. Mr. Jacob Scott. playing the five string, doing a great job. Picking and singing, sings in harmony, tries to keep us in line all the time. He makes his home in Marietta, Georgia. He is a fine banjo player. You heard some of his work out a little while ago. If you'll make him welcome, Mr. David Gilry.
From Calhoun, and he's a dandy. We enjoy playing with him and spending time with him. For those of you who do not know this man, his name is Rodney Worley from Calhoun, Georgia. Give him a hand.
All right, here, we'll do you another Keith Whitley tune. Who likes Keith Whitley? Get David to kick this off. It's called My Home Ain't in the Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna keep
constant sorrow.
Yeah. That's the bass.
That's the next band with Kenny Sings. Look at you. Well, we do take requests. If you want to write it on a 20 or a love, just send it on up here. We'll do our best to do it. But we will do your Stanley Brothers tune. That's the Stanley Brothers tune. We'll let Jacob sing it. They recorded this back in the early 50s. Hope y'all enjoy this. This is a new classic called Lonesome River.
Thank you. Called PART, Pickers Against Rocky Top. Well, we love it too, but you know, since Bobby Osborne and the Osborne Brothers done it, ain't nobody else can do it like they can. All right, we're going to do the Noel Lawson number here. I don't even know the name. I think I can't get off. It's a brand new flavor. Well, Brandy's sitting down here. This is Ken's wife. How long y'all been married now?
You asked me that.
Was it you there when you
not
got married?
Long now.
Okay, well, how many? 12. I thought it was 12 or 13. Somebody needs to send her a sympathy card. Anyway, here it goes, called I'll Be With
you.
old country number. Sonny James, I believe, is one on this. I think it's his name. Anyway, it's an old country tune. Anybody like country music? Yeah. Like real country music.
True country.
I ain't talking about this new stuff. Johnny Cash.
These folks want to hear y'all play one more tune.
Thank you.
Rock
it up.
I know you can do it.
Alright, we'll do y'all a little instrumental over here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to feature David on. A little number called Blackjack.
Thank you.
I didn't get that. And none of them could even tell me what it meant. They did a heck of a job, man, I told you. Now, this group coming up next is, you want to hear some hard-driving bluegrass, they were going to bring it to you. They bring it every time I've ever heard them. Just great backbeat and hard-driving stuff. They sponsored by Hardy Chevrolet, Hardy dealerships all over. Baldwin County, Dallas, Georgia, that is. What are you doing? This guy bothers me when he comes up here. Working around stuff, moving microphones. Like everybody ain't already, it already sounds good. Oh yeah, you probably going to have to let a microphone down a little bit. Hey, I bet in $5 he wouldn't come out on the stage like he's dressed up at the camp a while ago. Get them set up and get going. This group right here is named Barbed Wire, and I'd like to go ahead and thank y'all for opening up for the Old Mill Road Band tonight. I appreciate that. Yeah. Hey. Okay. I didn't brag on y'all, so y'all got to play pretty and all that kind of stuff. While he's setting that up, I told y'all about going to see my daddy for Father's Day dinner. He likes to go every now and then. He likes to get out and frequent bars. And my mom called him up. She'd heard about a situation on 75. He's trying to get home, and apparently there's a guy driving drunk on the wrong side of the road. She saw it on the news, and she said, "Craig, she said, be careful driving home. There's a car going the wrong way on 75. He said, "A car?" He said, "There must be thousands of them." Anyway. Jimmy, did you like that? That was for you, man. Mr. Jimmy Ross on the dobro down here, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy has a big party at his house every Halloween. Got bluegrass bands and crazy stuff and eating and all kind of stuff going on. He's selling that house. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Jimmy, if your house don't sell, we're still having a party out there, whether you're there or not. So, yeah, you're invited. Get this group ready. They're going to rock the house. Boys, I've heard them many times. And they bring a drive. They just make me break out in bluegrass welts all over. And they got Mr. Matt Mundy up here on this mantle. Probably one of the best mantle players you'll hear around these parts, isn't he? He is the best I've heard in a long time. That fella down in that last group was good, too. I guarantee you, if I could play a mantle like either one of these guys, I promise you one thing. I'd do it, but I can't. I done bragged on you, don't choke up here. No, it ain't about the bass. I just smile and act funny.
All about the bass.
You stick around there for this group, you'll find out I can't do a whole lot. I have a good time, though. I hope Mindy don't, Amy, Francis, where's Mindy at? I hope she don't get mad. He's borrowing her bass amp. Watch if he'll blow it up and mess our whole show up. She won't like it, will she? She won't like it, I'm telling you. That's between him and her, though. I'm out of that.
Check, check. Hey, how's everybody doing after her tonight? About that good, huh? Y'all as warm as I am? Can we go with a mandolin and banjo both in the monitor, please?
Check, one, two, check.
Shit.
Let's hear your vocal there.
Check.
Let's turn him way down.
Honey. Yeah.
All right, boys, from parts unknown, barbed wire, bluegrass.
Tunnel, your life will remain.
Walking ovation. We appreciate you, folks. No, I'm just kidding. It's getting dark. It's time for the copperheads to crawl. I'd get out of here, too. Go, dogs.
Side, 'cause I wonder if you miss me. It's cries here in the air, cause I'm never alone. Talking to your headstone. To your
headstone.
We're going to feature Jimmy on a little tune he put together here now. Some call him Jimmy, some call him Petey. A little tune called Don't Be Flat.
How's everybody doing in beautiful outskirts of Dallas, Georgia tonight? I tell you what, it is warm and humid out here.
I got that right.
I tell you what, it is so hot and this drought is so bad, I seen two buzzards out here in the road while I go fighting over a fan belt. That's pretty hot. I'll take a minute to tell you who everybody on stage here is. Down here on the far right on the Dover Road, doing all the fancy picking tonight, from just over the road in Taylorsville is where he did live. I don't know where he lives now, I ain't real sure. Not too far from here, y'all give him a hand, Mr. Jimmy Ross. To my right, doing all the guitar picking and a lot of the singing, from down around Manchester, Georgia. He's wrote the majority of the songs you've heard thus far, except for about two of them. Y'all give him a hand. He's a phenomenal singer and a great songwriter. Mr. Ricky Potter on guitar. Next to him and next to me on the bass, the largemouth bass, doing a fine job, grinning like a mule eating a sawbriar. Singing some of the songs for you, playing that solid bass, is Ricky's son, Mr. Ben Ponder. Folks, I don't know if y'all knew it or not, but you are in the presence tonight of a legend. A legendary mandolin player and a phenomenal guy to boot. He's been all over the world with anybody you can think of, and he's standing on stage tonight with me, and I'm proud to say it. Over here from Brown Cumming, Georgia, Mr. Matt Mundy.
Good
My name is Brett Cantor. I'm from Cherry Log. Y'all don't clap for me. Don't worry about it.
This is Brett Cantor. I'm from Cherry Log.
Does anybody here know where Cherry Log is? Well, good for both of you. We appreciate you.
We're going to do your tune now, one I wrote called Ghost Ship, with a P.
I want y'all to get the wrong idea. But that's happened before.
They said, what'd you say? It's invisible. It talks about ships in the Great Lakes. I seen a thing on TV about 1913 and how many ships went down. It's crazy how big the waters are up there.
It's named the Edmund Fitzgerald. There we go.
This is actually a freshwater sea.
The Edmund Fitzgerald. This song and he don't even know how it goes. Come on, man. Of course he does his name right.
Yep.
can get you nowhere. There were things to still do. For you're making, and Lord, we'll get there. And I will be there with you. Cause every time we've had enough, gray skies turn blue. And when we move around my spin, there blows on a second wind.
Second wind. I think it's about the stage in his life he's reached. He's got his second wind.
Sorry.
He's getting old.
Well, he ain't got his second wind yet, I guarantee you that.
I'd set on up and have some new songs next year and be a little fatter, so. Nailed it. I drove my wife Jaguar tonight. She's out of town, don't know it. Now everybody's calling me Rick Jagger.
I don't think that's a second wind. I think that's a midlife crisis, man.
Rick Jagger.
I'm all sitting on top of the world.
She's gone and I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River runs deep and wide. I got the baby on the other side. And now she's gone and I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't like peaches, Lord, don't shake the tree. Stay out of my yard.
'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
County, and I come down through Gordon County, come through Bartow County. Well, I was just coming through Bartow County. I took a wrong turn, and I ended up beside the Bartow County Jail. And I got a little scared, and I was coming up through there with a buddy of mine, and I looked over my right, and I said, "Dude, look at that right there." I said, "There is a midget prisoner escaping from that place." This son of a gun was climbing down the fence. A midget was escaping from the Bartow County Jail, climbing down that fence. And my buddy looked at me and said, "Huh, that's a little condescending."
I can beat that. We found a little Jack Russell Terrier. Said, "I'm going to name it after my son here, Ben." He got to jumping around. We started rubbing on the belly and found out it was a girl. So we called it Ben Hur.
Folks, we'll be here all night up there in the campground. If you want to hear more, come up on and see us.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Anybody ever heard of the Hatfields and McCoys?
Yeah.
Well, this is a song about them, so pay close attention.
Old Daddy was watching another TV show.
Yep.
He just loves them TV shows. That inspires him to write.
Well, here it is.
He's going to write one next week called
Three's Coming By.
It's
going to
be Shark Week.
Love Mr. Shark
it's
Week.
It's going to be CNN Loves Hillary or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, all right.
Hatfields and McCoys, feeling was their way of life, and that's how they both did.
Well, beauty was their way of life, and that's how it came to be.
We ain't done this song in a while. We've done it a bunch, but I don't think we've done it this year.
We ain't played it twice this year, so we wouldn't play back.
Really?
Shut up. Son, I played wrong.
Well, late May, amazing grace, how sweet it sounds, that saved a wretch like me.
We're going to do a song, but we don't really mean it. It's one called Rain Please Go Away, but in our reality, other than on this festival, I'd like to say, Rain, please come to stay, at least for a day or two, because we need it. My corn is dead. Just kidding, I ain't got no corn.
Your hair is dead, right. Too.
Another day, my love is gone.
We're going to do one more, folks. We appreciate y'all coming out tonight. We will be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, and what, about 7:15?
We'll really be sweating in.
Yeah. We'll open the show, and then we'll open for Breaking Grass. So if y'all ain't never seen Breaking Grass, you're in for a show. So
I'll have shorts on and a bra.
You don't need that bra.
That's worth your money right there to show up, folks.
Well,
all right.
Young as a whore, don't you?
I'll play. Come on, man.
When you wake up this morning, I'll be gone. All night I cried my throat. I'm sorry I can't give you my throat. I don't worry about you anymore.
Rocky Top.
So much for hanging around, and God bless y'all, and God bless America. We're the Old Mill Road Band, and we're gonna do some different stuff now. I don't know why they keep inviting us back to the Bluegrass Festival. It is too, Pat. Hey, I remember when this band we first started, me and Brad and a couple others, and old Jack. Jack's here tonight. He hired us for a few things.
Yep.
Lord, he didn't know what he was getting.
Nope. Then he retired quickly.
Can I get a little more guitar in the monitor?
Can I get a little less guitar?
I think you put it in a Mary bag. Thank you. You ready?
They say they're ready and I am too. This band's played, I guess, every festival we've had, but I always enjoy seeing them full of surprises. The Old Mill Road Band, give them a big hand.
we know of that right there. Yeah. He'll be right back more later.
Well, now they call me breathing. Woo-hoo! I keep going down the road. Keep going down the road. I ain't got me nobody. I don't carry me no load. There ain't no change in the weather. Ain't no changes in me. There ain't no change in the weather. Ain't no changes in me.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Merle appreciates it back there.
From Pottersville. From Taylorsville.
Thank God we're hanging around.
I had sweat in my eyes. I couldn't see what was going on.
The way I am don't fit my shackles. The way I am reality. They shower down on some blue bayou with a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on don't seem to go there. I just dream, keep on being the way I am. Wish I enjoyed what makes my living. If what I do with a willing hand, some would run, that ain't like me. I'll just dream, keep on.
Yeah.
sometime. There's something good way down this road I'm picking up. Whatever's mine, I'm running down a dream that will come to be, working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads, running down a dream. She's going to do a song for you right now, and one of my favorite country songs of all time. Me and Brad's going to go backstage. I got to wipe again.
Any of you folks remember a country singer years ago named Lisa J. Dalton? My favorite song she ever recorded. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farm, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, hopped away from everything just to see a dream come. God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a $1 million spirit and an old flat top guitar, they drive the town with all they own in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew. Who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue? Well, some were born with money and never had to say survive. And others swing an airbound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They all dial the phone collector home from 16th Avenue. Other than one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words rolled off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing there, all looking back at you, and for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. But it looked so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. Walked away from everything just to see a dream come true. God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms.
What in the world? What happened while I was gone, man?
Maine.
How about that?
Turn this mandolin player loose on one right here. You're going to sound like Mr. Henry Mancini in the Pink Panther here a little bit. Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
We would if we knew it. I just can't hear it. And it would be awful. I think the song got to play this pretty good.
No.
Andy Gordon,
yes.
From our Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Golden in hills that is waiting for me there. Sifting from by the fire, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bars. Said it was a big bang, or it sang was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Go to them hills that is waiting for me there.
Thank y'all so much for standing out here and watching the Old Mill Road Band. It just really does us good to see y'all stay out here to listen to us. Like Wendell said, they don't know what's coming next. but you don't never know with this band.
We don't. My throat's fighting that hay bale over there when the folks everywhere put some nickels in tomorrow. Man. I tried to get a head start. I just about went for a nickel. I just put three kids through college. I just about tried to dig to China for a nickel. We're going to do a couple more for you and call it a night. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be back with you emceeing, and our band plays at two more shows with four and what's the other, 10? Over 10. Thank you for letting us play so late, Will. It makes us
thank you for letting us play the night out. It is cooler.
It's a lot cooler up here.
Yeah.
I have stopped sweating altogether.
97.
Well, you get up in the morning, that old alarm clock warning, take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above, there's people pushing, people shoving. All them girls, they're trying to look so pretty. Hey, if the train's on time, you can get to work by now. Start your slave job, get your pay. If you ever get a note, hey, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work and nothing all day. And we've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business
every way. We've been
taking care of business.
It's all fine.
Taking care of business and working overtime.
It's as easy as fishing. You can be a musician if you can make sounds loud and mellow. Get a second-hand guitar. Chances are you go far if you get it with the right ones or fellow. People see you having fun, just a light in the sun. Tell them that you like it this way. Hey, it's the work that we're holding. Hey, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work and love it all day. And we've been
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
every way. We've been
taking care of business.
It's all fine.
Taking care of business and working overtime.
It's all fine.
Taking care of business and working overtime. We've been
taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business
every way. We've been
taking care of business.
It's all fine.
Taking care of business and working overtime.
I'm going to get real cool in the shade. Got a red eye?
Thank you.
Good enough, most of y'all's hard to hear it anyhow, ain't you?
Yeah.
We spent half our time playing out of tune, the other time tuning.
For many years where I may lay.
Coming, come be with us.